Give it up for the eighth graders, too. Dude, just like Tiara said, we talked about this, and I'm like, I seriously get blown away. Like, it's crazy to think, like, just some of the things you guys do. It just blows me away, honestly. You guys don't know how much you will avoid because of your love for God. How much you will avoid. I tell so many people the same thing. I wish I knew somebody like you guys when I was your age. I wish. It wasn't that I like said no to God when I was like in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. It wasn't that somebody told me about the gospel and then I came up there and was like, no, I don't believe in any of that. It's that nobody ever told me about this. I felt like I was in the dark for so long. And it wasn't until years later, like, I don't even know, 20 years or 10 years later, I should say, that finally somebody told me about the gospel. And it, at that moment, changed my life because it was so powerful. So the things that the people's lives that you guys will change at your ages is just unbelievable. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about changing. And let's open up in a word of prayer. God, thank you so much for everybody in here, Lord God. God, the gospel is so powerful. It's the most powerful thing in the world, God, and nobody should have to go their life without hearing the gospel when there's so many of us here, Lord, who know its saving power, who knows what it's possible of doing. Nobody should hold this gem, this gift, this powerful weapon inside. They should give it to everybody, Lord. We should speak it and proclaim it powerfully, God. Lord, I just ask that you just bless this time tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys like that picture?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, unchanging. I got that from a Obama sticker that I put on that billboard. Don't you love Photoshop? But today we're going to talk about changing. And, you know, life, it's funny, right? Because we don't like to change. But life is all about changing. We're all going through changes right now. We're constantly changing everything in our life. We change our clothes. We change hairstyles. We change our tastes. We change grades. We change cities. We change schools. Did you guys ever like dislike something when you were younger and now you like love it? Or maybe it's the other way, like you used to love something and now you hate it. That was like me for like broccoli. Seriously. It is good. I love it. But when my mom used to make me eat it when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was fling it at my sister. You know what I mean? That's all it was good for when I was that age, was flinging it at people. But now I love it. You know what I mean? So we change like that. That's a taste that changes just through time, through things. We even change without knowing. You guys change in size, right? You're not the exact same size as you were a year ago, 5 years ago. Your hair grows. And then it changes color, and then later on, you lose it, if you're one of us. Your hair is never going to ask you guys if you want to lose it. It's never going to be like, hey, I'm going to head out now and turn gray. Do you guys mind? You know what I mean? It's never going to do that. You never have to, it doesn't need to ask to change things. And that's how it is with God. God changes what he needs to when he wants to because he knows what's best for you. I mean, you guys don't have to ask your hair, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and cut you today, okay? And like pull it down and talk to it. You know, you don't have to do that because you know what it looks, what you want it to look like and what you want it to turn into. So you go ahead and chop it will. You have an idea in mind of what you want to look like. You know what I mean? But that's same with God. God knows what he wants you guys to look like. He knows what he wants of you and of your guys' life, so he goes ahead and starts changing things on you at will. Now, what does God want you to look like? God wants you to look, well, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says that we're being transformed into the image of the Lord Jesus. So he wants us to look like Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that you guys are going to like start growing a beard and like, you know, you're going to look like Jesus if that's what Jesus actually looks like on that billboard. It doesn't mean that. It means we're going to be changed into the characteristics of Jesus. It means that we're going to be changed from proud people to humble people, from selfish to selfless, from evil to righteous people, from gossipers to those who speak well of others, from receivers to givers. You guys have probably heard the word sanctification, right? And that's what that means. That means us changing into the image, to the characteristics of our Savior, Jesus. Only God has the power to change things into the way they ought to be. The way they ought to be. You guys know what that means? That's the way that things should have been. The way things should be if we didn't go and mess it up and sin all the time. I don't know if you guys watched a little bit of coverage of the elections earlier this year, but everything, that's where I got this picture, was from an Obama ad. It said, Obama, change. Everything was based off of this word change, and this everything about their campaign was about change. It was that's what won the race, was who could put together a better plan for change for this country, from a downward sloping economy to an upward growing economy. Now, why do we change things? Because things aren't right. That's why you hopefully change your clothes, right? Because they get all bagged out if you wear them like for 3 weeks straight. They start to smell all funky, you know what I mean? And they don't even like fit anymore. Like it was a size small when you wore it like 2 weeks ago. And now it's like this extra large shirt because so many people have like pulled it in every different direction, you know what I mean? But that's why Jesus changes us as well, because they're not right. We aren't right by ourselves. We need to be changed into something, and we need to be changed into his image. The way God meant for us to be in the garden with Adam and Eve before we sinned. Many times, but the process of change that God uses on us isn't easy. Many times God changing us is a very painful thing to do. Have you guys ever heard of growing pains? You guys are probably, right? You've heard the word growing pains? Okay. And not the show, Nate Wittick. Just kidding. So it's the same for, so the growing pains is like, you know, when you're young, sometimes your bones and your bodies are developing so fast that it hurts because like the bones don't fit right with the joints. Some bones are going fast and your joints can't catch up, so they're not appropriately aligned and things like that, so they just don't work the way they should. But that's sometimes the way it is with the Lord. We feel like we're not fully ready to change, but then God goes ahead and changes things on us. And it hurts sometimes. Like maybe sometimes some of you guys are hurting right now because you got to leave velocity and go into vertical. Now maybe you're a seventh grader or a sixth grader, and now you guys are getting older and people are going to start looking to you and looking to your walk as the example to the younger students. And you may think maybe you're not ready. Maybe you're not ready to move, and you don't want to move, and you don't want this to happen. But know that just like everybody talked about here, all the eighth graders tonight, God knows what's best for your life, and God knows what he's doing, and therefore he puts you in every situation you have for a reason. He does it for your development and for your growth. I mean, just like growing pains, it hurts, but it's what's best for you, right? I mean, you don't want to be a little helpless baby, right, your whole life, dude. You just got like somebody spoon feeding you like mashed peas in your face all your whole life. You don't want that, right? You want to be able to go get like an epic meal and decide for yourself what you want, you know? Listen, change happens, and change is going to happen for the rest of your guys' life. Even until you guys die and we all die and we're in face to face with the Lord, we will never be done changing. We will not be perfected in the way we ought to be until we're face to face with our Maker, whether in rapture or by death. And you guys need to embrace change. We ought to embrace change. You guys have probably heard the saying, the only certainty in life is change. You guys ever heard that? My mom always used to tell me about that. And for us, it's even true, because God is changing stuff all around us so that we can be more like him. That's why he's changing things, because it's all about making us more like him. We're either changing to be more like God or less like God every single day. It's one way or the other. You're never stagnant. You're never just staying neutral. You're either going more towards like God or being less like God. Imagine you have a friend or something, kind of like what Ethan talked about, you know? Maybe you guys go in your freshman now or whatever grade you're in, and you have a friend who's just doesn't know anything about the Lord, and you're not willing to say anything about the Lord. And so maybe they ask you to do something that you know is not right, and you don't speak up and you don't say anything. So you start hanging without them more, and then that all of a sudden becomes part of your lifestyle. You're slowly going downhill. But just the other opposite way, you could have a friend that you meet that wants you to do something, and you could tell them about the gospel. You could tell them about Jesus and why you guys don't do these things, why you don't want to do these things. And then therefore you've just stepped it up a little bit. You've just advanced a little bit into righteousness. So change happens, and it's up to us to be obedient. It's only up to us to be obedient when it happens. Why do we hate changing so much as humans? I hate when things change. It like throws my whole routine out of whack, you know what I mean? We like to do our little things, you know. I like the littlest things. Like the other day, like my alarm didn't go off, and I was just like, oh no. So like I didn't get to eat that morning. I like rushed to work and I had to like gas it so hard, and my car gets like 4 miles to the gallon already. So now I'm like down to 2 miles a gallon. So like now I'm running out of gas, and it just like messes everything up. But maybe because we're creatures of habit, like I just said, maybe, but I think it's because God doesn't like to change, because God doesn't change. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same every single day. Could you guys imagine if you were in the same mood, if you were like always like the most amazing Christian every single day of your lives? It'd be impossible, right? It is impossible for us, but it's not impossible for God. God never intended us to have to be remade into his image. That's what we're doing right now. We're getting remade into his image. In Genesis 1:27, I'm going to read it real fast. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Maybe that's why we hate to change, because we were already made into the image of God at one time, perfected, and then Adam went and messed it all up, right? And now we have to be changed from this sinful state that we're in now back into the characteristics of God, which is the things that God changes on us every day, us being remade into that. There's only one thing in this world, there's only one person who doesn't change, and that's Jesus, that's God. That's the only thing in this world that will not just pull the rug out from under you guys. Everything else will change. This, God will never change. And when the Bible says that God is merciful, or that God will forgive you if you confess your sins, or that Jesus died so that you can accept him and go to heaven, this is forever. God can't take this back. That's not part of God's nature, his characteristics. He can't take that promise back on you. So when you try to go do things in your schools, and you're worried about it, and you read the verse that says, I will never leave or forsake you, that's a promise. He can't take that back. We have that. That's ours. That's the only thing that will never change on us. God never breaks a promise. And this is great news, because when we face change, like we're all facing now, we have so much new stuff going on. Look, everything's new. We're new. We're here. New jobs, new schools, new summer, new youth group, new churches, new grades, new locations. God is there. The unbreakable promise is there. That is an unbreakable promise that God goes with you. Learn to embrace change. God changing you only means that God's working inside of you, and that he wants to make you more like our awesome Savior Jesus. I mean, that's so epic when I think about that. Sometimes the Lord puts something on my plate, and I'm like, God, I don't think I can do this. But then I stop and realize that God, the creator of everything that I love in this world, this universe, this amazing thing, has just personally set something out for my personal growth. And that blows me away that he loves me so much that he personally does things for my growth so that I can be with him, so that I can share the gospel with other people so that more can be with him. That's huge to think about. God, the creator of the mountains, straight comes to your life and says, here's how I want you to live, how I want you to grow. So no matter what change is coming up, you guys, something big like leaving Velocity, something big like going to Velocity for the first time, moving schools, maybe you're moving away this summer, or something that's so small that changes that you don't even notice it, I pray that you guys will embrace those changes and the things that God has given you. I want to end this little devo that I, you know, had today with just these words from a great pastor that I read a lot, Chuck Swindoll. He writes a bunch of epic books, and this, when I read this the other day, it just really spoke to me, and I just think it really sums up everything that is going on in our lives at all time, which is change. Quite possibly, God has a major move in store for you in the near future. After well over 60 years, this is Chuck Swindoll talking, after well over 60 years on this earth and having spent 40 of those years studying and learning more about the ways of God, I can tell you that his will for our lives is full of surprises. He has more moves in mind for us than we could quite possibly anticipate. And they're not all geographical. They're not all just moving locations. Many are attitude adjustments. Some mean moving out of our comfort zones to touch the lives of people that we have not even ever met. Or we might be in for a cross-country or cross-cultural journey that requires a level of faith that we have not exercised in the past. Be careful about feeling too settled where you are. Be careful about feeling too settled where you are. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, or geographically, if the Lord wants you to move, I strongly suggest you cooperate, regardless of the risks. If he leads you to change, then change. Surprises from God always intensify our need for faith. Let's pray. God, you're so amazing, God, and it just blows me away, Lord, that you would come down to this place and meet us here. We are nobodies. We are worthless, God. We don't deserve anything you give us, but you come down here and you fellowship with us, God. You instruct us. You tell us everything we need to know to live life to the max, to the fullest. You promise us so much, Lord, promises that will never fade away. Your word says, God, that everything will fade away but your word. God, I pray that anybody in here, no matter what age, no matter what they're going through, change is happening, God. And I just pray, like this pastor said, God, that we would not be so settled in our ways, God, that we would be ready to up and move, Lord God, to go with you wherever you send us, Lord God. Lord, I just pray for the eighth graders as they leave, as this is their official last night, Lord God, that you would just ignite them this summer to live a godly life. Lord, I pray for the remaining students and grades that are here, God, that now they would be the leaders, like we saw tonight, such amazing testimonies of people who changed their lives this year to fully follow you, God, that all the sixth and seventh graders, now seventh and eighth graders that are in here, God, would make that commitment tonight to say, I want to live like they did. I don't want to go through the heartache. I don't want to go through the pain. God, I just pray for everybody who's changing, Lord, that you would just help us deal with it, Lord God. And we just ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks, guys. Have a blessed night, huh?